Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 705, and I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. Now, if you want to send me a question, now's the time, because we give away a book on the first of every month to someone random who sent me a question. Now, the first of the month is Monday already, if you're listening in real time, so you have the weekend to get your questions in to be in the raffle. Now, why should you bother sending me a question? A little bit about my background. I have published research when it comes to health and weight management. I've been featured in over 70 different media outlets as an expert on nutrition, fitness, and wellness. I don't have students call me Dr. Neil because it's a cute nickname. I do have my doctor, a public health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my master of public health degree with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. When I'm not doing this podcast, I am chair of the Department of Nutrition and Basic Sciences at Bastyr University, California, and I hold 2 other faculty positions as well. All right, enough about me. Let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
Hello, Dr. Neil. My name is Marius. I live in Romania. Back in December, I was diagnosed with gastritis and HB infection. I have followed the standard protocol for HB infection with 2 antibiotics for 2 weeks. And the recent tests show that there is no more infection, but looks like I will have to deal with gastritis for a longer while. What recommendations do you have regarding diet and supplementation for fighting gastritis? Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Marius, and thank you for listening. Oh, let's see, minus carry the one, 6,500 miles away. I am sorry to hear about your ulcer diagnosis, but am glad that your doctors have begun making you feel better. Now, just to clarify, you mentioned you were diagnosed with an HP infection. So this is an abbreviation for a type of bacterium, where HP refers to H. pylori. This is a specific bacterium that we know often causes gastric ulcers, meaning ulcers found in the stomach. It can also cause the condition you're currently experiencing, Marius, gastritis. We used to think that ulcers were caused by eating spicy foods, for example. Nope. Does stress cause ulcers? Indirectly, it can. This is because when we're stressed out, the body's defense or our immune system can't function as well. This means potentially harmful viruses and bacteria like H. pylori can settle in because the immune system isn't as strong to handle it. Sadly, even after being cleared of the H. pylori bacterium, you can experience some not-so-fun side effects. A common one, as you mentioned, Marius, is gastritis. A gastritis diagnosis means that the lining of the stomach is irritated and inflamed. Sadly, I've actually experienced this before. It was after a particularly nasty bout of the stomach flu. The symptoms aren't pleasant. Sometimes you can feel like you have indigestion, which could present itself as a burning or a pain in the stomach, although the pain could feel like it's in the chest too. You may have nausea or vomiting or feel full soon after eating. So again, not very pleasant. Luckily, there are some things you can do to help yourself feel better, and know that age-old remedy of drinking milk doesn't actually help. In fact, if you're even mildly lactose intolerant, you may feel worse. Okay, so here's what we know seems to help. First, know which foods make you feel worse. For most people, high-fat foods, like those foods that are deep-fried, can worsen gastritis symptoms. The same goes for spicy foods. Acidic foods, like oranges and grapefruit, as well as carbonated drinks like soda, can aggravate the symptoms too. Oh, and coffee. I love my coffee, so this was a real problem for me personally. There may be other foods that you know prevent you from feeling your best. So, if you are willing and able, one of the best things you can do is keep a food diary. See if your symptoms get worse when you consume certain foods over others. Then, for the time being, again, just know it's not permanent. If you can avoid those foods until you get over this bout of gastritis, then you can introduce those foods back in. The next thing, limit your alcohol consumption. Our stomach lining doesn't really like alcohol all that much. It tends to get irritated when it's exposed to alcohol. Since gastritis means the stomach lining is already irritated, alcohol will make it go from irritated to enraged, you know, super PO'd. I should also mention that between the esophagus and the stomach, you know, the esophagus is that long tube that connects the mouth to the stomach, there's a muscular area that opens and closes. When it's open, it allows food and drinks to enter. But once food has entered the stomach, it closes. Now, alcohol may prevent the complete closure of this area, or at least make it weaker. This means food that has already entered the stomach can easily back up into the esophagus. This can lead to more uncomfortable feelings like heartburn and may lead to a chronic condition known as gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, or simply reflux. The other thing you can do is to try and eat smaller meals. One of the symptoms of gastritis is you feeling full way before you've consumed enough calories to support yourself. So it can be helpful to consume smaller meals, but more frequently. Again, if you can think about removing fried and spicy foods from these meals, don't drink coffee or alcohol, that would help. You can probably add them back in once you start feeling better. And if you can drink water after you eat instead of during your meals, that may help prevent you from feeling full too soon as well. Now, your doctor may also recommend over-the-counter antacids or even prescription antacids, and those can help too. Just be sure to let him or her know if you do plan to take any over-the-counter antacids specifically. And of course, Marius, I hope you feel better soon.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And I want to thank you again for your question. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And the next giveaway is in just 3 days. And if you want to submit a question and have a chance to win a book, it's really easy. You can call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask.
That'll let you record your question, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you, as always, for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Thank you for sending me your questions. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday, where baseball will be in full swing and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.